I've told you that our Texas 2018 GDP, gross domestic product, was bigger than that of Canada, larger than Australia, greater than Asian Tiger South Korea, and even 13% larger than Russia. Now this from Comptroller Glenn Hager. After adjusting for cost of living, Texas has the highest average wages in the United States, according to an updated Comptroller's Office tool that lets users see how Texas and its distinct diverse regions fit into the national picture. Tex Index updates information from the Comptroller's 50-state scorecard, which debuted in 2015 and was updated in 2017. The inclusion of Texas regional data in Tex Index allows a more detailed look at the state. Data range from information on the state's under 18 population and degreed professionals to home values and the state tax burden, reports the Comptroller's office. The new Tex Index is a more user-friendly tool that allows you to dig into data that not only compare Texas to other states, but also provide key insights across the 12 economic regions of the state, said Comptroller Hager. Repeating Comptroller Hager, after adjusting for cost of living, Texas has the highest average wages in the United States. They're super wealthy in New York and California, but it's in Texas where working folk are winning, and our biggest challenge is to convince those new to Texas not to kill off the success, which benefits us all, by voting for the politics here that ruined the states they left. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.